Actually, that may have been me.
Oh, you're living the dreams, DP.
Yeah.
Devil may care attitude. Strong thighs. Beautiful girlfriend.
Sorry I'm late. I was rounding up all the gluten in the world and launching into space where it can't not hurt us ever again.
Kiss me like you miss me, Red.
What in the fucksicle is this?
My name's Cable. I'm here for the kid.
What? The kid?
Move or die.
Kids give us a chance to be better than we used to be. He needs you.
You're a lot smarter than I look.
I ain't letting Cable kill this kid. But I can't do this alone.
Can you speak up? It's hard to hear you with that pity dick in your mouth.
We're gonna form a super duper fucking group. We need them tough, morally flexible, and young enough to carry their own franchise for 10 to 12 years.
We will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right. Now, let's go get our fuck on.
Don't call it a comeback! I've been here for years, I'm rocking my fears, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go.
Tell me they got that in slow motion.
I'm gonna knock you out.
Doing the right thing is messy. But if you want to fight for what's right, sometimes you have to fight dirty. Nat is why Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is pure pornography.
Oh, God, I wish I finished college.
It lives up to the hype, plus plus.
Fuck it, they probably won't even make it 3.
Yeah, why would they? Stop it, 2. You killed it.
It's day 3 of Movie Month. Yes, it's my 5th annual Movie Month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
Believe it or not, for the second time in 3 days, I'm walking out of a movie theater. I'm walking out of a movie theater after seeing an actual movie, brand new movie that just came out within the last couple weeks, not a year old, not years and years old, not on DVD, but in the theater, thanks again to that movie pass. I'm walking out of the terrific sequel to Deadpool, yes, Ryan Reynolds' own Deadpool 2. Wow, this movie was so great. I don't even know. It's tough coming out of a movie because you don't want to spoil anything. There's just, it's one of these movies where if you're into the comic book stuff, then this movie is perfect because it just hits on all the tropes. It makes fun of everything. It pokes fun at the fact that, you know, he's in the X-Men universe, but he's not really an X-Men. Where are all the other X-Men? They joke on that. There's just jokes about... I don't even want to say too much because I don't want to give anything away, but I do have to say you don't have to stay till the end of the credits. I'll say that. Don't, if you're there, there's some scenes, but you don't have to stay until the end of the credits. Which I found that out by sitting through all of them again. So I'm just getting into my car now. Hopefully it's not that windy. It's a lot chillier out than I expected it to be. You know, this movie's chock-filled with jokes. So it's like, it's a weird thing because I just watched Guardians of the Galaxy yesterday, and that's filled with jokes as well. And then I listen to a podcast, and they're like, too many jokes or not enough jokes or blah, blah, blah. But this movie, it's like, that's what it's known for. I like comics, but I'm not an expert by any means. I want to say Rob Liefeld is the guy who created Deadpool. They even poke fun at him, I believe, at some point in this movie. Just the whole thing, from top to bottom, very rated, a very hard R movie as far as violence. I don't think there's any, you know, like, overly sexy things. Just a lot of... Oh, I'm weird. I'm in the parking lot of the movie theater, and they're planting a tree, I think, or something. But it's like a family. That's weird, huh? So I just wanted to talk a few minutes about how much I enjoy this movie. Ryan Reynolds was born to be Deadpool. Like, I think he's the guy who, you know, obviously, if you see the Wolverine movie, X-Men Origins Wolverine, he played a character named Wade Wilson in that movie, and that was shit. And, he was able to redeem himself. There are certain characters, like, okay, there's been a bunch of Batman. I don't say, oh, Christian Bale was born to be Batman. He was in probably the best movies. Even Michael Keaton, or, you know, a lot of these things, because you've seen different characters play him in different roles, even going back to Adam West. But, you know, like, nobody could be Wolverine. Or, you know, like, there's been a bunch of Spider-Men. But you can't see anyone else being Iron Man right now, and whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. It probably is going to happen someday. But this character just seems right? Just seems perfect for Ryan Reynolds to play. And, you know, they don't... One thing they don't do... I remember seeing 22 Jump Street, and they talked about, quote-unquote, the sequel. You know, like, they made jokes about about sequels and doing things better and doing things different. Or doing things exactly the same. I didn't get a lot of that coming from Deadpool 2. I didn't get a lot of, you know, this is a sequel, we do things bigger, better, anything like that. But there were a lot of, you know, referential jokes as far as just being in a comic book movie and being in the X-Men Marvel universe. A ton of that. And in fact, there's jokes about not being in the X-Men Marvel universe, being in a different universe. And a guy just drove by in a creepy van. I mean, that van is creepy. So right now I got to go into the market. I have to buy grapes, oranges, apples, and then some freeze pops. And that's it, I think. I think that's all I need to get. But I'm three movies in, and so far I've seen two theatrical releases and one big Marvel blockbuster movie. This obviously isn't in the Marvel Avengers timeline, so I didn't have to see it in order, you know, because I think if I had to see it in order, I'd have to see this right before the Avengers or right after the Avengers. I'm not sure. This came out after the Avengers. So, obviously this doesn't count for that. But I'll be getting back in the Avengers timeline tomorrow. Spoiler alert. But it didn't matter that I didn't see this quote unquote in superhero movie order. It's its own thing. It's its own world. And apparently, hopefully, they're building on it with the X-Force. I've seen that in IMDb. X-Force is going to be a movie. I loved how they built that team. I loved, the building of the team, what happens with the team. I thought that was awesome. It reminded me of something else I've seen in a different movie before. And geez, it's tough when you come right out of a movie and you just want to ramble and you didn't prepare anything. But I can't wait to see, you know, hopefully they'll do a Deadpool 3 and maybe, you know, then there's this X-Force movie. I'd like to see the entire group that they built stay together. You know, Josh Brolin was great as Cable. I don't know a lot about these series of characters. I did sign up for Comixology Unlimited, so I'm going to see if I can find some Deadpool to read. I know I didn't do the Marvel Unlimited, but there's Marvel in there, so I'm going to see if I can get some Deadpool and just kind of read on that. That'll be fun to do. What else can I say? Josh Brolin, I don't know. What I would say is I don't know if, you know, much about Cable. I know of the character. I knew that there was a character named Cable. I didn't know anything else about him. I don't know how close this is to the comic books or not. I don't know, you know, if he is a villain or if he's kind of like the anti-hero, you know, on again, off again, friend of Deadpool. I don't know any of these things. So that's the way, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but I just... I assume he'll be in the X-Force movie. Hopefully he will be. Of course he is in... He's also Thanos in the Avengers series. So that's interesting that he's a crossover. He's a crossover threat, a sensation. But geez, I mean, what else can I say about this movie? I just walked out of it. It's only 8 minutes. What I like about these podcasts, you know, sometimes they're going to be long. Yesterday was the first one ever, so that's going to be a long one. And maybe if I have more to say, sometimes it'll be long. But geez, not a lot to say. Really, I just want to say, hey, I saw a movie. Hey, it was Deadpool 2. Hey, I thought it was great. Hey, I think it improved. Not improved. I think it was better than the first one. It was bigger and better. And the jokes didn't fall flat. There wasn't like a repeat of jokes. As far as I'm concerned, I enjoyed it. And, you know, I didn't see it in a crowded theater. I saw it on a 10:45 showing in the morning, on a Sunday morning. But there were still good, you know, people in there. They were reacting. There were more people on a Sunday at 10:45 than there were on a Friday at 10:45. But that is it, man. If you have a chance to see Deadpool 2, go see Deadpool 2. You won't, I don't think you'd regret it. Now, listen to me. You're listening to me right now, obviously. But look, you can find me elsewhere than just here, okay? There's actually, if you've noticed, if you go to the website, fansnotexperts.com, there every single post isn't just posting an MP3. There's also links to my my Twitter, which is @GeekMentality. There's links to my Instagram, which is @GeekMentality. There should be a link to the Facebook page, which is Fans Not Experts. There's a Pinterest page, but I really don't give a shit about Pinterest. That's Fans Not Experts also. But also, we are on Mixcloud, and I don't know. Basically, I was looking for a SoundCloud alternative because SoundCloud, at some point, you hit a limit, and they stopped allowing you to put stuff up for free. Mixcloud is very similar, except they've never stopped me. I did all 30 episodes last season. I did all 30 episodes last season on Mixcloud last year, and so far so good. So that's mixcloud.com/fansnotexperts. Now, I don't put every podcast up there, but I do put every movie month up there. So, thanks for listening. You know, Deadpool 2 was great. I'm going to go listen to a now-playing episode of Deadpool 2 right now as I go into the Stop and Shop at the Loop in Methuen, which I realize is in the same parking lot as the movie theater, but I parked in the back, so I just drove around the front. Too much information. Not interesting to you. But tomorrow starts Monday, back at work, so this is where things get a little different. So I haven't had a day of work yet for my movie month. So that's where I have to figure out how to watch movies while having a full work day. And the easy thing is on Mondays and Wednesdays, I go into Boston. So I'll be watching my movie on the train tomorrow as I head in for movie month day number 4. But this is number 3. Thank you for listening. I'm going shopping. Fansnotexperts.com. Geek Mentality. You can find us on iTunes too. Go to iTunes, Geek Mentality, subscribe, review, listen, rate. We're a very rare podcast that mostly only happens once a year. I'm getting out of the car now, so if you hear wind, I apologize. And I'm going to leave you now with two words, which are not two words. It's actually more than two words, and it's just, here's my theme song. This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I wish you could listen and subscribe. Okay, here it is for real now.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it, and I think you should listen and subscribe, cause I'm kinda funny and awesome, I think that I'm worth your time, and I'm kinda handsome, my mom says, please listen and please subscribe, at least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.